When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy's mad at me. He's mad at me. He's like,
I hasn't even come back yet.
He's furious that I had the audacity to think Cam Ward can be good in the NFL.
Crazy. Just because he
And that's not even what he said. I'm taking liberties with what he said, but... Yeah. You know, that he's a better solution than the
You can't repeat what he said on air, actually.
He said, I'm effing done with you, all because I had the audacity to say, what if Cam Ward is a matador?
Yes.
You drove him to, like, probably his third cup of coffee.
Because that's what he'll do to pass rushers. Be like, yep. Oh, you think I'm here? I'm over here.
Wow. That's good form. I can almost see it.
Mad at me?
No, I just think you're an idiot. It's hard to be mad with an idiot.
Like, let's sure?
just make no damn sense.
Get the game balls and game like, bumps, huh?
Right.
Bum bum.
It's like
bum,
my Lamborghini bum, doesn't bum, work in the mud. Bum, I'm gonna go get a new car, bum, and you go get another speedster. Like that's.
Jose in Miami says, come on, guys. Tua's a good quarterback who had a bad game. You're overreacting. I agree 100% with Leroy.
This guy's a ball!
Tua and McDaniel are giving a cut to Leroy just for good... No, like... All right.
What do you got today for game balls and game bumps, Leroy?
My game ball is going to go to... My God. The Bills and Detroit. What a fun football game. Excitement. Josh Allen's the MVP. Just like.
Yeah, that case that, seems like that, it's over. Like,
it, yeah.
This is supposed to be the down year.
But yeah, this is supposed to be the down year. It's amazing how good they are and how good they are offensively. And it was like. An exciting, fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate the fact that the Bills are winning like that, but, you know, that's just the way it is. And my game bum, like, I would say the offensive line, but that goes without saying. So
Eichenberg.
Listen, yeah. I'm gonna go with Tua. You can't be responsible for that many turnovers. For whatever reason. You can't. If it's not because you're on the same page with your receivers, damn it, it's your job to get on the same page.
True.
End of discussion.
Threw Tyreek under the bus.
Did he?
He ran the wrong route.
Did he say that? I thought that he took all the blame for it.
He's a bum, dude.
I don't think that's true what you just said.
He's a bum, dude.
I'm pretty sure you just lied.
He said, Tyreek isn't good anymore.
Again, as a leader.
Pretty sure that he took all the blame.
As a leader,
he's on his way
it's
to
your
Mexico.
Job to make it work, to get it together. So I'm going to give it to him. I understand what really happened yesterday. There was a lot of moving parts, and none of them were the Dolphins. That being said, the worst thing... I get mad at Jameis for this, and this is what I'm going to say about Tua. You got to get a feel for the game. And you got to know that the way that game was played, the single-handed worst thing you could do is turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were not scoring offensively.
No. That, I mean, you had a whole, you had a six-point swing at the end of the half.
So I don't care if you would have chucked it three times out of bounds and punted it. The way that game was played, you would have been in the game.
That's the thing that's kind of annoyed me about this year, too, is it does feel like the offense has taken a step back, from a function standpoint.
Not the offense. The offensive line.
Yeah. I mean, the offensive line had its holes last year, too.
Yeah, but they were able.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Able to run the ball.
They were. That's completely disappeared.
You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the second the ball is snapped, there's defensive linemen in the backfield.
Eichenberg.
I mean, I tell you, hugs across America.
Go from a $100 million guard to Eichenberg.
Mm.
Sounds like.
And laughed it off.
We'll be all right. Eichenberg will get it handled.
Seems like you guys are
Eichenberg has, we used to go to the restaurant and eat filet. Now we're doing Uber Eats.
Eichenberg is he tried to do his move yesterday where he gets a penalty.
Nah.
They caught him. Mm-hmm. They're like, mm-mm. Nice try, Eichenberg. Because now the book's out on him. Dirty player. He's new incognito.
I mean, dirty if he can hug. Yeah, remember how much you guys complained about Robert Hunt?
We didn't complain about
Robert Hunt. Never complained about him.
Okay.
Never complained about him.
All
right. The only thing.
It just seems like.
There's literally one thing you could complain about, and that is that he thought he was a running back.
Here's what I would say.
One
of the problems with this team is they go about their business thinking that it's easy to replace some of the guys that you had that were valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you think of offensive line. You think of pass rushers, right? And it's hard for me to say anything about the defense because they've kept you in it. But that offensive line, to just shrug your shoulders and say, yeah, we got this, when it's one of the hardest units to keep consistent. But with all that being said, again, you can't just turn the ball over and shrug your shoulders or take responsibility and say, yeah, we need to work
I mean, there were backbreakers too. Like they
right.
were like you're just leaving, you're giving them points.
Right.
You're,
or one time
it was a 6-point swing.
If you
would have
just took a knee three times and kicked the field goal,
you'd have been in a better spot.
Right.
You know, you would have been down one and said you were down a touchdown.
I think sometimes,
by the way, hey. Shout out to A-Chan. That was a hell of a chase down.
Yeah.
That was good. I wish I saw you run like that on offense, but you got nobody to block for you. You
can't get started. So, I just think some of the things that a leader does is understand where the game is. and play the game in front of you. Sometimes players go into a game and try so much to prove that they belong there or that they're worthy that they sometimes don't play the small things. And you take risk that you probably shouldn't be taking. And I think from that standpoint, besides the two times he got fooled, that happens, right? I explained that in the beginning. I saw it coming. I'm like, oh, you don't see that guy in the middle of the field. He could have had five turnovers.
The child never expects the jack in the box to pop out, dude.
Wow. That was interesting.
Stop acting like we're dealing with Confucius
that
over
was
here, you idiot.
Interesting.
What would Socrates say to that?
You know what I'm saying, though, right? I mean, you'd think they would know because it's... Dun, 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 dun. That's like
no, they
go,
don't know if they've never seen a jack in the box.
Now, oh, no, the safety was waiting.
That's not even the safety. That's like an extra guy, right?
Whatever, dude.
I know.
What did you call him? The robber?
The robber.
That's what it's called.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of that?
I've heard of the spy. I never heard of the robber.
Spy is just spying on the quarterback. The robber's in the middle of the field reading the quarterback's eyes.
Well, I feel robbed of my happiness.
Yeah, we all felt like that.
Take a break. Back after this.